Prince Maka.
Wagwan, wagwan.
Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you, my guy. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to Afrozam Radio.
Thank you. I'm humbled to be here.
Yeah, man. For the people that do not know you, kindly introduce yourself. You are through to the Z Underground program.
Okay, Prince Maka is an Afropop artist based in Lusaka. That's Prince Maka.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Prince Maka, this is not the first time that I'm talking to you. I've talked to you before when you had your other song, when you are doing your press run for your other song, you got me smoking. And now you've got new music since the other time. So, since you dropped You Got Me Smoking Ganja, how have people vibed to that song? How has been the response from when you dropped that project to now?
The response is good. At least people can understand what you're trying to put up.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, the response is good. People can relate to the song. They even call you up. No, my guy, the song is nice. You know, keep up the good, all those stuff. So, I say for now, the response is okay.
Okay, so Prince, you've got a new project that will be dropping. You are featuring Mac.
Yeah.
It's dropping on the 5th of October, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, between 5th and 15th. So, I'll drop one of those days. Either 15th or 15th.
To the fans that are waiting for that song to officially drop, what should they expect on this record?
The best. It's just the best. I think for now, I can say I'm underground, but I'm the next big thing, you know what I mean? Because the song is on point, Stash was on the beat.
Yeah, man.
And Masood did his part, as well as I did my part, you know. So it's something that not only Zambia is supposed to look out for, but Africa as a continent, you know what I mean?
How does it feel for you as an artist that is on the rise working with A-list celebrities such as Mac 2? How was the experience of you coming together and working with somebody of Mac 2's stature on this project?
Okay, like you've read Mac 2's interviews when he's been interviewed. He says, when you send me a song and I like it, I'll do justice to the song. But if you send me a song and I don't like it, trust me, I won't even reply to your song. But I sent Mac 2 a song on a Tuesday.
Yeah, man.
After like 4 days on a Saturday, they sent back a song to me, and it was amazing.
Yeah,
so
man.
It was a nice experience. After I did my part, I was thinking maybe I was gonna say, I never put up any negative vibe to it. I was just positive all the way. Not until it gave me that kind of stuff I wanted.
So yeah, man.
It was a nice experience.
Yeah, man. So Prince, I've seen your hard work. You've been putting out great music. You've got a couple of music videos out, and I love your work ethic. How has been your journey? Are you seeing progress, or is it just a futile project? You know, there was COVID-19, people would not perform, not go for shows. So now, for you as an artist, how did you manage to survive this COVID-19? And now that the clubs are opened, what are the plans that you have?
I'll say it hasn't been easy, like putting out music to every part of the country, because less movement, like recently there was Corona, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So it wasn't easy, but thank God we've been able to work according to how we can make like extra hard and make sure we don't disappoint our fans.
Yeah, man.
And then looking forward to being caught for shows, you know, because I'm sure all the music I've done are like hits.
Yeah,
so I'm
man.
Just looking forward to that good vibe, but the choir for sure, and then you perform, you just deliver what you put on it.
Yeah, so on all your songs, I hear you shout, "Big Things Wagwan." What is Big Things Wagwan?
Okay, Big Things Wagwan is my record label. I own it. Yeah,
okay.
I own it. I'm the CEO. I started it in 2017.
Yeah.
That was when I was at... before I was at school, and I just started the record label. No artist one. So in 2017, it became serious.
Yeah, man.
And then, like, it kept on growing, like, other people, like, will come the idea, okay, it's a nice one. Otherwise, Big Things are gone means it's always going to be a big thing when you put out some music, you know what I mean? Whatever we're going to work on is going to be a big thing. It never give you anything less. Now they call it Big Things are gone.
So how many artists do you have signed on your record label?
I won't confirm the number, but there are a lot that are coming up. But for now, we are like 8 now.
Okay. So how are you managing as an artist to be a CEO of a record label and to being an artist on the record label in this Zambian music landscape?
Management comes in when you're talented. When you've got that talent and you show people, you lead like an example, not me.
Yeah, man.
You lead as an example so that when you talk about something, people will be able to relate to it and they'll understand, because it's really what you are picturing as a CEO, so people really follow it up.
So apart from you, who else is trending on Big Things Wagwan? Who are the most prominent act that you have signed under Big Things Wagwan? Who else is signed there that is prominent and is making our music? I know Michael Machine.
Yeah, Michael Machine, Billy Dance, and Ninja Man is signed under the Big Things Wagwan.
Okay, that's
I've got Yogi, I've got Wanna Boy, I've got Flavor the Last King, I've got Cloud Beast. You know, there are a couple of artists, you know, Bikalu, and a lot more. It is this guy from Nigeria just called me up like 2 weeks ago. He said, no, I like what you're doing, sir, if you don't mind signing me. And I was like, okay, you're welcome.
Yeah,
and then there's this boy, Lucci, black boy Lucci. The boy is young and massive, I tell you.
Yeah,
when he drops bars here, you think maybe Zambia is just, you know, getting some good talent, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
we've got the best young talent ever that is going to take Zambian music to the next level. And trust me, we're going to do that.
But looking at, apart from music, what else do you do as an individual, as Prince Marker?
Okay, I'm into entrepreneurship. I sell spare parts for any type of vehicle.
Okay.
Suspension parts. We've got a shop located along Freedom Way.
Okay.
That's where you come by Mad Max. When you buy Mad Max, you can just ask for Edken Enterprises.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I've been charging out to it in my recent song, so when I drop them, you get to know it. All right. It deals with suspension parts, any type of car. When you come to a shop, you attend to it. It's the same as mechanics, you know what I mean? Because we fix them as well.
On that song, which song was that? On that other song, Guess Who's Back, the one that you sent me over, I hear you shout out Freedom Way, but there is a line that I wanted to ask you about. You say, you mention a couple of names and you talk about people that do not want to see you progress. You mention Dave, you mention some other people. Is there anything there, or it was just you doing music?
There's something serious to that.
Okay, what happened?
And, you know, I did the song with Dave. You know, you saw the video.
Yes, I've seen
the video. So after that, the guy loved my work. He was like, okay, I would love to like work with you more. And I was like, okay, no problem, I'm here for work. So he introduced another song to me, saying, okay, let's work on this song. And then my vibe, if we vibe, we thought, okay, let's put Day Walker on this song.
Yeah.
So that never happened. And then we suggested we can change from Day Walker to Batman Shot.
Yeah.
And then if I tell you that was last year, April.
Yeah.
Last year till now, the guy he refused to give me the song. And when I call him, when I talk to him about that, he say, okay, the song is easy to produce. I know he's the producer, right?
Yeah,
so the song is easy to produce, so you need to go there by the studio so that you can like get the song. When you go to this place, another story starts up. No, my guy, I've been down, whatever. So that's what happened to him. So to me, as an upcoming and what I do, not I mean, so I was thinking, okay, this is just jealous at this place. Because if you can do it, if I did a song with him and it was out before 2 months or maybe a month.
Yeah.
I can always do another song with another guy and then it can come out. Before this much time that you've taken. So it's something personal to what I spoke about in that song.
Yeah, man.
Same as Neslong. I did a song, you know, you've heard Mariana, right?
Yes, I've heard Mariana.
That's a massive song. If that guy was able to, like, promote that song, it would have been even everywhere in Zambia, you know, national anthem, because that song is massive.
Yeah, man.
So to me, I thought, these guys are scared to see me go up, and I wonder, because to me, when I do music, I don't do music for myself.
Yeah, man.
I'm doing music for a country. So that we put Zambia on another level, you know what I mean? Because when I do music, I would think maybe I'm the one who's listening to music, but I don't even listen to my music.
Yeah, man.
It's other people that are listening to my music. So
yeah,
if I do music with that aim, I know I'm going to go somewhere. But doing music, just like, make sure you're the one who's up there. That's not music. That's,
you know, business. Like, I once had Dave, I was once a guest on this show. I asked him about that because I'm not the first artist that has actually complained about him not sharing the music or taking long. His explanation was that He doesn't run his social media. He has a marketing
But he runs the money that it comes from other people. Why would you accept the money and don't accept the services? Then you are wrong.
Yeah, man. No, I understand. Yeah. Well, we'll try and get hold of him one of these coming weeks so that we can hear that side of the story, because you are not the only person that's complaining. There are other like 5 or 6 people that have actually
He's self-centered and he's scared to see people that can do better than him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And this, I can even tell him to his face when I meet him. Actually, I'm in bad terms with him, so meeting him would be even prior. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so same applies to all those guys that I mentioned. TMC, you know, I remember the first time I recorded my song with Pierce. It was good and all that. So PMC called me up for a show. No, guys, your match is coming for a show in Chipata compound, so I want you to be like one of the guests I'm hosting there. So I was excited. Okay, at least things are turning out to be good. You know, I went to a show. On the gate, on the entrance, he asked me to pay. Can you imagine? He wants me to pay, and upon doing that, I enter into the show. I'm waiting for Yomas to finish performing, and then I'm the next one. He tells me, no, your music, you haven't got your music in the computer. You know?
Yeah, man.
You wait until 02. And then he tells you, my guy, the show is over. Let's just go. How would you feel? Okay, just put yourself in my shoes.
That wouldn't be a very good position to be in.
Yeah, yeah. You sacrifice for all the night. You know, like, you stand. It was cold. That was effort. It was cold in the night, you know, like standing there. And then you've even advertised to your people, you know, like I'm performing, you know, embarrassment at this place. So I just told the guy, okay, my guy, the thing is that I won't even say any much bad word about you. I just say, you never woke me up from bed and say, since now I'm going to start singing. Instead, it's God that infused this talent that you are negating, but one day I'll prove you wrong, and I'm going to prove him wrong one day. Yeah. So that's what happened between amongst these guys, you see.
No, man, I actually understand the struggle that most of the artists go through when they're on the come up. So what advice would you give to your other artists that are on the come up? What advice would you give them? Because you've been in the game for a while and you've seen the problems that you encounter in this business. What is the advice that you can give to other guys that are where you are and also want to be there in the limelight?
Okay, the only advice I can say is for them to work hard and make sure you hustle before you go into music, because music, my guy, is business. The same as you order trousers and then you want to sell them off, you know. So you order them and then you look for customers who can buy this type of trousers. So it's same as music. When you're doing music, don't go in music with an aim of being helped. It will take long for you to, like, come up on the level you want to be at.
Yeah, man.
Because same applies to how what happened to Burna Boy. No wonder Burna Boy is good right now.
Yeah, man.
He was stepped on the time he thought he had it all. Now that he's got it, he doesn't want to, like, listen to anybody else. You know what I mean? Because he saw what drove him to a point he is at.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So, to all those
people that are looking forward to be big as I'm looking forward to, let them just work hard, hustle, and make sure they invest in the best investments they think they can do. If it's music, you put in money. If it come out.
Yeah, man.
So,
looking at this year, apart from the song that Mac 2 is featuring on, do we expect any projects or do we expect an EP, an album? Do you have that inside?
Yeah, I've got that. If I'm not going to go for the video shoot this Saturday, then I'm going to do a song with Eric and Anake or YCL, because I've talked to them guys already. And I've done my part. My song is already set, so it's only the verses remaining to put on. So once that is done, I can do a Kandanake collabo, or maybe even this one is Batman Sharp. I'm supposed to go and get the song because I warned him and I told him also. I'm getting the song, it's going to drop.
Yeah.
And
so
then,
like,
I've got a lot more tracks to drop.
Are you going to drop an album or are you just going to be dropping singles? What should we expect?
For now, I'll be dropping singles. But at least when the impact is there, I can drop an album because I've got a lot of songs.
Okay. Like, how do you distribute your music? Where can people get your music?
My music is distributed through YouTube. You can also go by Zambia Music Blog. I've got some music on Zamap as well. And on those blogs.
Yeah. If somebody wants
and
to
then,
contact
and my,
you. Come on.
Yeah,
yes.
I've got.
Go on.
Yeah, I've got my Facebook page. That's Prince Marker, King of Afro Pop Zambia. And my personal account is Prince Marker. I've got my line there. I've specified for bookings or for business. You can call my line. My line is 0974-65-39-19. And then on Instagram, I'm Prince Mark as well. So anyone that wants to follow me, they can follow me up. You can chat to me. I'm a slimmer like you. I'm down to earth, you know. All that. We're human. We can interact in any way. So yeah, they're taking each other to the next level.
Yeah, man. So if people want to join Big Things Wagwan, is it still open? Can somebody join? And what is the criteria for someone to be part of your group?
The qualifications for someone to be signed under a record label is you must be talented, regardless,
yeah,
regardless of where you come from, but the talent must be here.
Yes.
That's the only thing we recognize in our team. And you can call my line or call the last team. You know, I've got the last team. That's like my media manager and all that.
Yes.
So for all those inquiries, you can call him up. His line is also on my page.
Yes.
And then if you want, you can still call me. I'll give you the line to him so that you talk to him about all my pricings, my bookings and all that. He knows everything.
Okay. No, Prince Maka, it was nice for you to take your time from your busy schedule to come and talk to me on the program, the Z Underground. Any last word before we come to the end of the interview to the fans that are listening?
Big Kings of One is the next big thing in Zambia. So just look out for it. And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. It's not easy. It's not been easy like they said. So let's just put them at the next level. Let's do music to attract the international market. So we scoop some numbers, you know. I really feel amazed. Still,
yeah, man.
At the same time, I feel bad. Whereby, you know, Nigeria has got young talents like Rema, you know, Ricardo Banks,
yeah,
Luke Keshi. You know, those are youngsters, but they're doing because they've got people in the media with a view of helping young talents to be the next generation, you know.
Yeah, man.
You can take Slabik. Slabik came from maybe 2005 or maybe 2000. Look at where he is now.
Yeah, man.
All those years that was being upcoming, if people saw what he was trying to put, it would have been the biggest. But he's getting nominated for a film, and Davido is getting nominated for Grammys. He can get the gap. And
yeah,
Davido is just maybe 28 years. So if we, as Zambia, look at music as something which can bring development to the country, we're going to be the best country, I tell you, because the talent in this Zambia.
Yeah, man. So, you know, my guy, Prince Maka, as AfroZam Radio, our call is to make sure that we give artists that are talented a global reaching platform. We are reaching every corner of the world, and we are putting Zambian content to the world market. We want to see you guys get into the markets where you make a living out of the hard work that you are putting out. Thank you very much for taking time from your busy schedule. Until the next time, we're going to play Guess Who's Back to our listeners. Keep it locked right here on AfroZam Radio. Stay blessed.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Really appreciate it.